I thought of maybe playing the old Ventures tune, Walk, Don't Run, isn't that, or...
I was actually thinking, Fats Domino, I'm walking.
I'm walking. Let's.
The right-hander's ready. The 3-2 offering. Hi! They walk in another run. Unbelievable.
I don't have to play anymore.
No, unbelievable.
Under that from that. This is, this morning, it's time for our Tri-Talking Trivia with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. Brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. We've got some Indians tickets to give away in just a little bit. But first, I got a chat with Bob this morning. Good morning, Bob. How are you? Have you gone for your morning walk yet today?
Yeah, good morning, boys. No, I didn't go out for my walk yet this morning, but we'll get a good run in. And what a crazy way, as Terry Francona said, four runs scored by a bases-loaded walk and then a sac fly. That's an odd way to get five runs, but we'll take a win on a Sunday anytime.
Hey, Bob, in your time with the Tribe, have you seen anything like this?
No, I have not. I have not seen anything like the first three runs. Thought you were going to, you know, win the game 3-1. Cody Allen had been so good. 15 for 15 and save situations, just had been on fire, and unfortunately wasn't able to close out the game, but didn't give it up, so gave us an extra chance, an extra inning. Never had seen anything as crazy as that.
Yeah, well, Carlos Carrasco getting his first major league hit, so somebody's hitting on the team, I guess.
Yeah, you know, that was fun. Those guys in the locker room and in the dugout, you don't know how exciting it is for, and how much ribbing, obviously, pitchers get when they come into the dugout after getting a hit, and they're beaming and tell all the hitters what an easy thing it is. You know, how come you're only hitting 200? You know, this thing's easy. I mean, it's a... a lot of chatting going on when those things happen.
Yeah, well, with baseball, it's a great even leveler. Over time, it's not that easy, is what they all find out.
Exactly.
Well, the Indians getting the against the Reds on Sunday, coming off the All-Star break. We got to get some momentum built on here, but we now take another day off, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy how. You know, the schedule, again, just gives us a day off right away. We only have a two-game series in Milwaukee tomorrow night and Wednesday afternoon before we come home Thursday through next Wednesday for a seven-game in 7 days series, four against Chicago, three against Kansas City. Interestingly, tomorrow night, there's a little tribute to the movie Major League. They have in Milwaukee, they with Bob Uecker, of course, being their famed announcer, they're having a Harry Doyle talking bobblehead day tomorrow night at the ballpark. So that ought to be fun.
I don't know, a bobblehead of Uecker talking? You press it once and it will never stop.
Yeah,
until
exactly.
The battery runs out.
It's a pretty cool item. Their VP of communications was an old intern of mine many, many years ago, and he sent me one, and it's pretty funny, you know, some of the great lines that Uke has in the movie. It's a fun promotion.
Of course, the tie-in there with Milwaukee, not only Uecker, but the fact that they did use Milwaukee as the setting for the Municipal Stadium during the shooting of that film, so... Well, let's. We got the again. The Indians are off tonight, then they get on the road. And I know coming up at the later on in this week, going up against the White Sox, and those are going to have a special series at home there, right?
Yeah, we have again 7 games in 7 days this coming weekend. We have back-to-back fireworks shows on Friday and Saturday. Saturday will also feature the Larry Doby statue unveiling. That ceremony will take place at 5 p.m. outside Gate C of the ballpark. It's KeyBank hassle-free weekend. All weekend long, we'll have Sugardale Dollar Dogs on Friday with Wayside Furniture, post-game fireworks. Saturday, KeyBank is sponsoring the Dolby replica statue giveaway to the first 12,500 fans. Pierre's Ice Cream is sponsoring the post-game fireworks. And Sunday, as always, KeyBank Kids Fun Day. It's also Slider's birthday on Sunday, so we'll have some fun with that as we have a real fun weekend with the Chicago White Sox. And then the Kansas City Royals come into town. They're in first place in our division. Need to do some beating up on them.
Bob,
Monday,
you mentioned
Tuesday
on
Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Bob, you mentioned on Friday night against Chicago, fireworks, of course, but my release also says Mullet Madness. What's that about?
I wish I was an aficionado of music, but all the rock bands who featured mullets, the music is the music that will be played to the fireworks. So people who have a little bit more knowledge of...
I only know Achy Breaky Heart, like Billy Ray Cyrus.
He had a
big mullet at that.
But the mullet look. Whoever had the mullet look, that's the tunes that'll be played going alongside the fireworks on Friday.
We'll do some research here this week.
That's a little more of a subculture of hair bands. It's mullet hair bands. We prefer the President of the United States, the ones with the bald heads. We got to have a bald head at night one time or another in the future.
I'm sure our marketing guys will come up with that one next.
Well, we got coming up next some trivia. We'll get a chance to pick up a four-pack of tickets to see the Angels and Indians coming up on July 28th as we continue with our Dale's Market and Deli Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bobby D. The question is coming up next.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, this morning's trivia question from Dale's Market and Deli, from Bobby D. What do we have today, Bob?
Well, we're going to stick with the Base on Balls theme that got us a victory yesterday in Cincinnati, you know, as we scored those four runs on bases loaded walk. So the question is, since 1965, three Indians have led the American League in Base on Balls. Name one of the three players who have led the American League in base on ball since 1965.
All right, 3220930, 3220930 is the number to call, getting the four tickets to the Angels-Indians game coming up on August 28th. Name one of the three Indians that have led the American League in base on balls. Bob, we'll talk with you next Monday.
All right, boys, take care. Have a good week.